This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken said on Tuesday time is of the essence to secure a Gaza truce as he wrapped up a Middle East tour with a plea for a deal. The U.S. Secretary of State made a brief stop in mediator Qatar but was unable to meet its emir. Speaking on the tarmac in Doha before heading back to Washington, Blinken reiterated his calls for Hamas to accept a quote-unquote bridging proposal for a deal, which he said Israel had accepted, and asked both parties to work towards finalizing it. Palestinian militant group Hamas said it was keen to reach a ceasefire agreement, but protested new conditions from Israel in the latest U.S. proposal. A massive fire raged for a third day on Tuesday at a Russian oil depot targeted in a Ukrainian drone attack, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Amateur video footage posted on the Etorostov Telegram channel showed an immense fire encompassed by dark plumes of smoke rising into the sky. The fire at the depot in the town of Proletarsk burned, according to Russian state news agencies. 500 firefighters are involved in the operation. Ukraine's military confirmed the attack on the oil depot, which Russia's army used as a supply. Ukraine said it was done to undermine Russia's military and economic potential. The attack on the oil depot came as Ukraine continued to push into Russia's Kursk region further northwest. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia said on Tuesday its forces had taken control of what it described as a strategically important logistics hub in eastern Ukraine, part of Moscow's grinding drive to capture the entire Donetsk region. Even as Ukrainian troops seek to advance in Russia's Kursk region after a surprise cross-border attack that began on August 6th, it's a reminder Russian forces are still pressing on with their own offensive in eastern Ukraine.